Be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
All right, it's 4 p.m. on Wall Street. Do you know where your money is?
Welcome to Financial Issues, where we align reality with truth. Conservative talk radio you can count on. Financial issues that you need to know.
We face a disintegrating economy, a weakened defense, and an energy policy based on the sharing of scarcity. We will simply apply to government the common sense that we all use in our daily lives.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It is great to be here. It's good to be back in the studio. I can't say all our difficulties are over with. I feel like they're not a whole lot different, but definitely better. It is good to be back in the studio. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes every day is a new day, right? Anyway, 610-363-1110. We're going to take your calls. It's Thursday, September 12th, and we are looking at stocks are jumping this morning as Apple is outperforming. And, of course, that's pushing up the technology indexes back to levels that we haven't seen, not just technology, but all the indexes back to levels we haven't seen since July. And that's very good. So some added optimism coming out this morning in reference to U.S.-China trade, and I want to talk about that as well. So anyway, that's what we are looking at just at the start of the open. Our phone line, 610-363-1110. Running against the Trump economy is not a good idea, but maybe running against, forget the economy for a moment, maybe we could see a bumper sticker that says in 2020, it's all about the border, idiot or stupid. Isn't that what the comment was? It's all about the economy, stupid, that Bill Clinton said to Bush the senior when he was running for president. This might be, it's all about the borders, stupid. The borders continue to get stronger and stronger. We are seeing more and more help coming out of Mexico, now Central America, more and more help coming out of Central America, El Salvador, seeing the benefit of actually helping the U.S. in Mexico to Mexico, and El Salvador's government will be deploying at least 800 police officers and troops to their border with Honduras and Guatemala in an effort to push back those migrants that are trying to get U.S. bound. Officials said yesterday that the police will also be backed by another 350 officials from the immigration departments of El Salvador, adding to troops that are already on there from Central American countries, as well as the Mexican border, the southern Mexican border, being stronger than it has been, and Mexican government speaking to the Mexican president, for that matter, Obrador, speaking yesterday, said the U.S. threat of tariffs on Mexico goods has lessened dramatically after his top envoy met with President Donald Trump and others in Washington on yesterday. Officials are assessing the progress on reducing migration across the southern border of Mexico. After meeting with Vice President Mike Pence and a brief exchange with President Trump in Washington on Tuesday, Mexican Foreign Minister said he is expected, further and more significant decreases in the U.S.-bound migration through Mexico. And again, so maybe the 2020 bumper sticker ought to be. It's about the border, stupid. Just saying, there's a bumper sticker idea for the president. This is a huge, huge thing. You know, it is one of the top three concerns from the American people when surveyed is the border. Now, the wonderful thing or the difficult thing for Democrats, a wonderful thing for Republicans, is the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on. It is very, very evident, and it has been reported day after day about, now it's lessened, obviously, because they realize they've made a mistake. President Trump now has the support of the Supreme Court based on a ruling as well this week. Look, this is, I don't know what they're going to do. I think every American knows by now that Democrats despise border security. Oh, they're going to frame it in every which way they can. Well, no, we're for securing the borders, but they're going to try to do that. They weren't for securing the borders in any way, shape, or form. Everybody knows that. I don't know how they're going to run against a president that has done more for our national security, our homeland security, because of what he has done in the borders than any other president. I don't know how they're going to run against that when that is a key issue for Americans. The other key issue is the economy. I don't know how they're going to argue the fact that we have the lowest African-American lowest unemployment rate in the history of this nation, going down again. The second highest, well, not the second highest, but Hispanic unemployment at an all-time record high, meeting where it got to that all-time record high back in February. It is there again. Unemployment among women is at the lowest level it has ever been. Asian unemployment at the lowest level it has ever been. Wages seeing 16-year highs. We are looking at wages possibly increasing by 4% by the end of this year. I can't frankly remember a time when that has happened. We have 7 million more job openings than we have people to fill them. We have we haven't stopped, obviously, but we have slowed down dramatically illegal immigration and border crossings that are going unchecked. We are now seeing those border crossings or those people attempting to claim asylum as going through a legal process if they want to do that, and that is dramatically slowed down the process in general. We are getting help with our southern neighbors like Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, like we've never experienced before. I don't know what the Dems are going to do, but good luck with trying to run against that, and good luck to try to reframe all the conversations they've said. Wall Street has come out against some of the candidates. It's just amazing. But the Democratic candidates will be going to Wall Street early, mid next year, asking for money. That's the game they always play. This president has done more for minorities than the Congressional Black Caucus has done since 1971 or two, whenever they were formed, somewhere around there. It is amazing. Look, do we like everything he says and how he says it? No, we probably don't. Look at the Supreme Court ruling on immigration upholding his strategy for border control. And from what I heard, I can't confirm this, but from what I heard is that there were only two justices that voted against it. That means some of the liberal justices helping President Trump. Something to be said for that. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. 610-363-1110. 610-363-1110. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. 610-363-1110. So you can queue your call up if you want to do that. Also, social media, don't forget, Facebook, FISM on the website. Get those questions up. We've been getting a lot of questions. We've been getting them all answered as well. Please try to remember, if you're questioning, throw me a question from social media, please try to give me a little basic information like how old you are and things like that, because that helps me. I can't really answer in a very definitive way if I don't know some basics. So if you can help me with that, that would be great. It would make it a lot easier for me to be able to answer your questions, which would help you out. So hopefully you can do that as we get on social media. 610-363-1110. Well, speaking of Facebook, Linda, good morning. Linda, thank you from I don't know if it's Fisala, California, but from California, thank you. You're up very early this morning, Linda. And I appreciate you tuning in with us. When you get up, you get right to your Facebook page and get the program on. That is great, and we sure do appreciate it. All right, let's talk about a little bit of other economic news that is happening. I talked about what is going on with President Trump and the borders and where we are. Asia markets rose yesterday, or we'll say today. Their day is over. Their Thursday is over. All the markets in positive territory, primarily due to President Trump's tweet last night that will delay increasing tariffs on that $250 billion more worth of Chinese goods. What he's going to do, he's going to kind of give a waiver to increasing those tariffs from October 1st to October 15th. So a little bit of a 15-day reprieve there. Of course, we are supposed to start early in October negotiations. They're coming to Washington with China. So that helps. This is maybe in response to what China did. China is being said to put out a goodwill gesture of reducing or doing away with any tariffs on about 16 items that come from America to China. A lot of that is very important cancer drugs and things like that. Some of it will affect the ag industry. I know feed and some other things are going to be impacted in a positive way. Look, this is about, I know, it is, I'm not saying it's not goodwill, I'm not saying it's not good, it's good for us, good for China and all that, but look, this is about the reality setting in with China about their economy. And, you know, they're never going to admit it, and we don't need them to admit it. They want to try to save face. I get that, I understand that. Oh, I don't really understand it, but I get what they're trying to do there. But look, this is about their economy. Make no mistake about it. And let's not be too quick to celebrate, as some are. Certainly our markets seem to be celebrating a bit this morning. Let's understand that we could see an amazing turnaround overnight because of a tweet, because of another geopolitical event, because of China, President Xi feeling like, you know what, I don't like the way this feels. I'm not saving face by doing any of this, and I don't like that because that's more important to a communist regime than anything else. So it could change very quickly, very rapidly. So, you know, it was right for the president to give them this 15-day delay on those additional tariffs. I'm glad he did that. I think that was great. I'm really glad that he only did it for 15 days, basically saying, let's see if we can get something done in this 15-day period. When you're here in Washington, let's see if we can get something done so that we can move on maybe to another 15-day delay or another 30-day delay or whatever. Look, I still believe that, yes, the tensions between the two countries are de-escalating a little bit, but I still believe that the notion that we could get a deal with China is probably slim to none. And if we do, it is China desperately trying to shore up their economy and is going to sign on to pretty much anything we put in front of them. That does not mean they're going to be held. They're not going to keep it. Chances are they can't keep it. They're not going to be able to live up to it. They don't really care about that. They will probably do this to go along until they get caught not living up to it, and then they'll deal with that when it rolls around. So I'm just saying, it's great. The European, Asia markets responding to all of this in a very positive way. The U.S. markets responding to this in a very positive way. All of that very, very good. So, or could this just be another stall tactic? It's a very good stall tactic if that's what it is. And I'm not surprised at all if that's what it is. Maybe the economy, that the real sense of the economy in China is somewhat of a wake-up call for them, and they're saying, look, we got to do something. Maybe that's what this is about, or maybe this is we got to come up with another way of stalling this so that no further actions get put into place, and then we can let things escalate again, tensions, and then we can put in an exercise, another stall tactic until we get to the November elections. But maybe this is a wake-up call, not only for the communist regime, that our economy is really going to be in a big place of hurt in another 6 months. It's already headed that way. And maybe a wake-up call that, you know what, it's kind of irrelevant. President Trump is going to win the next election, so we would be wise to negotiate. I don't know if that's what it is. I am extremely cynical about it. I don't believe that's what it is, but it might be. But again, keep in mind, all of this could sour in a New York minute. So one tweet, one geopolitical event somewhere else that is impacting China or whatever, I mean, this could all change in dramatic fashion. We need to keep that in mind. 610-363-1110. 610-363-1110. I believe that President Trump will not hesitate allowing trade talks with China to escalate. I believe that he wants a fair and good deal for America, and I am confident that the president maybe is softening now to try to get a deal. But if that doesn't work and doesn't get the deal he wants, everything is going to be right back on the table again, and we are going to see an escalation. So I just say that to keep things in mind. There is another good sign that the Chinese Commerce Ministry said today, that Chinese companies have started to inquire about prices for U.S. agricultural products, things like pork and soybean. So if they're inquiring about what the prices are, it could be that they're getting ready to increase some purchasing in those areas. This whole pork shortage in China is not sitting well with the people. The notion that they are putting advertising on and propaganda out there. Well, you know what? Pork's not really that good for you. You should try other meats, chicken and other things. It's not playing real well. Pork has been a main staple for the Chinese people for 1,000 years. It's not going to change overnight. And I don't think the Chinese people, from what I understand, aren't real pleased with it. So figure out a way to bring in more soybean at the cheapest rate they can to feed the pigs that are still alive that haven't been affected by the swine flu. And let's start importing pork and get back to importing pork from America. We got to do that. Some interesting news coming out of the oil sector that is going to impact us as well. At one of those old dusty drilling shale producers in San Antonio, EOG Resources, has recently completed its latest well in that area with new technology. This new technology was developed by a small technology development company services firm, and it promises to slash the cost of a well by $200,000 to $350,000. The technology is called electric fracking, and it is powered by natural gas coming from the well that they are drilling. It is using this nat gas to power a new type of fracking, eliminating these huge diesel rigs that would be on a site. It is reducing the carbon footprint that is being made from these fracking operations to practically nothing compared to what they were, and reducing the price dramatically to keep one of these frail wells producing, thereby increasing production and lowering the cost that this nat gas is to where it is still profitable for them to produce it. This new technology is going to drive Saudi Arabia out of their mind, and all of OPEC that would love nothing more than to reduce, see oil prices reduced to such a low level that these frackers would be put out of business. This is having an opposite effect on that. So I don't know what the number was, but I know it's been reduced dramatically anyway because of efficiencies in technology. It's down somewhere in the high 40s to where it can still be profitable. This is going to take it down into the low 40s, I would suspect. Pretty amazing. It's going to be good for oil stocks, and that's going to be good for a lot of you. All right, we're going to get to call 610-363-1110, 610-363-1110. We'll be back right after this.
And now, Jonathan Cahn.
Welcome back. We are going to get the call, 610-363-1110. So if you want to queue your call up, if you're on Facebook, put your question up there. If you are watching on our website, financialissues.org, put your question up there. We have a spot there where you can put a question up while you're watching. We'll answer that. Twitter, put a question up. Any other social media, we'll get to that. So we'd love to see you do that. All the indices in positive territory opened up very much in positive territory right now. The NASDAQ's up the most, half of 1%. That's primarily due to technologies being driven by Apple. Most of these technologies that will be driven up by Apple have nothing to do with Apple, but I always find that interesting. But, you know, when you get a big technology company moving up, like an Apple or Google or one of those, it's very contagion throughout that sector. And NASDAQ is up well over a half of 1%. That's a pretty good move. We'll see if it can hold for the rest of the day. We are really close, folks, to an all-time high in the indices. I find that amazing. Just on, you know, July 30th, certainly all through the month of August, there were a whole lot of people panicked. Let me tell you, if you are a long-term investor, which most all of our partners are, I say that, I mean, they should be, where you shouldn't be a partner, because if you're not a long-term investor, I'm not going to help you much. But if you're a long-term investor, wow, you got to be a happy camper over the last 2 years. I mean, but in the last, since February of 2018, the volatility that we have seen has basically been just off the charts, amazing, but on the downside and on the upside and on the downside. And it has been amazing that goes to show what I always say. Yes, there will be some severe downturns, but the upticks will generally outpace the downturns in the long run. And that's exactly what's happening. By the way, I don't consider 2 years long term. I consider 8, 10 years long term. If you're one of those investors, though, you have done well. So good stuff, and I'm glad that you are partnering with us and with our ministry. Speaking of partnering, more people joining our army. We are trying to, just got a friend, a new friend from Colorado Springs joined here. I just saw it just a second ago. And thank you for that. I don't never know if somebody would want me to give their name, so I don't, but know that I appreciate it. But more people, we are just asking folks that you could come alongside us. And we're going to be asking this for the next 12 months, then we'll stop. But just asking if you could come alongside us to help support our expenses and the work that we're doing here for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, $20. $20 a month. We are asking that you go to the website and put $20, make it a monthly contribution. We are asking that you would partner with us on a monthly basis to help keep us strong, to help follow through with all the work that God is putting before us. And I know that he is nudging, God is going to nudge the people to do this. I don't know to what extent, we're anxious to see what that might be, but he will do that because he's not giving us this opportunity and not raise up the means for us to follow through with it. So we are excited about that, and we hope that you will join us. All right, we're going to go back to phone, 610-363-1110. Let me go to Dominica in Texas.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 39, and my husband and I, we started a business 14 years ago, and we never really thought about retirement plan, but this is the first year that we're actually going to start.
Good.
And we met a person that kind of set everything up for us.
Okay.
And this is the setup that he did.
Okay.
For one of our small businesses, we have two. So for one of them, he set up a safe harbor 401k.
Okay.
For me and my husband and our 9 employees.
Okay.
And for the second business, he set up a profit sharing plan.
Okay.
For just me and my husband, but it's going to an insurance annuity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the best ideal plan for us. I wasn't sure before I actually signed the documents because we have to fund everything by the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to get an okay.
Yeah. So the 401k, how's that set up? Who's holding that?
So that's set up through Paychex, which is our payroll company.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be taking care of all of that.
Where are the investments going and what are the options for investments?
We haven't set any of that up because we literally just signed the papers.
Okay.
But they gave us a whole bunch of lists where we can put our, you know, different kinds of mutual funds or just different places where we can put.
All right. Let me start with that. So make sure that you get started on a good foot there, because sounds like you guys have really worked hard and you're growing the business. And I don't want you to have to change 5-10 years from now, but you want a self-directed 401k. You want that self-directed option. Now, you can set that up at a Fidelity brokerage, at a TD Ameritrade brokerage, a number of different big brokerages. I'm sure they offer one of those brokers. I don't really care about where it is, as long as it's not an insurance company or a mutual fund company. So it's got to be a self-directed, and it's got to be with a brokerage. Now, you can still have an offer to employees, a core menu of options there, but it also gives employees options to do anything they want. if they want to do individual stocks, if they want to do a CD or money market account, they can do whatever they want to do. And I think it's critically important for two reasons. One, I think it's important for you and your husband to have those opportunities and options. And I think it's very important for you and your husband that are responsible for establishing this plan, that you avoid any conflict that so many companies are going to be dealing with over the next 10 years, and primarily in the next 10 years, the lawsuits have already started. You want to make sure that you are giving your employees every opportunity and option to do whatever they want. If you have an employee that thinks the sky is falling, you want to make sure that if they want to, they have the option to put it all in a CD somewhere or a money market account. If you have an employee that wants to be extremely aggressive and invest in these emerging market technology companies, then they have the option to do that as well. But make sure that you don't confine their options like every 401k in the country is doing. Now, I shouldn't say that, because more and more companies that I talk to are going to self-directed plans. And I really love that, because they realize they are sitting with an awful lot of liability. So I would make sure that you pursue that. So that's on that. The other account, I would not do an insurance annuity of any kind, way, shape, or form, or an insurance product. That's just silly. You want investments. You don't need insurance. If you need life insurance, then get some term life insurance, which you definitely will need, I'm sure. But don't tie your money up into annuity products that have very, very small limits of what you can do. You're not going to be able to be biblically responsible. I don't know if that's your heart or not. I'm not going to make that assumption. But if it is, I hope it is. If it is, you're not going to be able to do that. And you don't want to have limitations. You have an opportunity here to have a plan that is going to be very good for you guys, very good for your future. And but you got to have opportunities to invest. And if you want insurance products, then you go to an insurance company for sure. But if you want investments, you need to be with an investment company. So I'm not saying you need to leave that person, but you need to tell that person, hey, you want the same kind of opportunity with that, which is easy to do, a little bit easier, than you have with the other company at the 401k, in where that it's a brokerage account, a self-directed brokerage account for that plan. And you need to do that for your own well-being. As young as you guys are, if you start that now, it is going to be extremely beneficial. So they're the things that I would want you to focus on.
I see.
I hate to throw that out at you when all the paperwork is done and you're getting ready to sign it. But and certainly if you go ahead and sign this, it's not going to be the end of the world for you. But I would suspect, and I could almost guarantee, in 5 to 10 years, you're going to wish you had done something differently.
Thank you so much. And yes, I would like to do what, God's kingdom.
Yes.
That's where my heart is. So Good. Yes, thank Good. You so much for this call.
You're welcome. I'm really glad you called me. You called at a perfect time in your careers here with the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad you were nudged to give us a call. All right. Thank you so much. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right, we'll get back to phone, 610-363-1110. Boy, that, I really, that's one of my favorite calls, because one of my worst calls are people that have already signed everything and it's all in the works. And it's so hard for me to navigate my comments, because I don't want to ever make anybody feel bad for what they, what they can't change or what they've already done. So I love to get it before it's happened. We'll be right back right after this.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Somebody from Orange, Texas, coming alongside us with $20 a month. Man, I hope you're listening. I bet you are. If you are, thank you, brother. I sure do appreciate that. What a blessing that is, and sure do appreciate it. So thank you for that. On, as we look at, let me just go quick here to, before we get to phones, by the way, 610-363-1110. First of all, we got another number of people just checking in. Vivian saying good morning to FISM family, and Tim, good morning from North Texas. Good morning, Tim. Brian, good morning from Mississippi. Thanks for all you do for us. You're welcome, Brian. Thank you for that. Brenda saying good morning, Dan, from Dayton, Ohio. Thank you, Brenda. And she just says thank you for all you do, standing firm for truth and justice for our lives. That is great in our USA sovereign nation for our economics, family, and well-being. Thank you, Brenda. What a blessing and what a some words of encouragement. Sure do appreciate that. Eunice, Essence is saying, I listen every morning. I put her sign on the back of my Jeep for True News at, and she has AFR, so folks can hear all of you and other shows. It is a way I can share. God bless. Thank you. What a blessing that is. So David is asking, he says, Dan, I'm overweighted in energy. I'm up 20% on E62. That's a company my son is working for. I would like to keep that, but has other companies. And he's asking which of these others you would keep. He has E22, E63, E28, and E27. I would definitely keep E22. If I had to pick two that I wanted to keep, it would probably be E22 and E28. If you need to cut more than that, then I would keep E22 and think about, you know, reducing some of those others. So hopefully that helps you, David. David's 55. He's going to be working until he's 70. Good for you, David. And so he wants to, oh, I see you got 12% over. You know, let me just make a note about that for everybody listening. And if you're a partner, I want you to understand if you ever want to, if you're losing track of your asset allocation model, if you're losing track of where you are and how weighted you are, you don't have to wait to renew to your year is up to upgrade to our prime partnership so you can get that tracker. Somebody said to me one day, I didn't say anything, but they said, you know, well, I track it on my own, or my brokerage firm tracks that, and I use that. Your brokerage firm does not track it like we do. We're tracking it against the asset allocation model that we have. I'm not saying your broker's firm might not be saying you have 10% in energy and 5% in industrials. They may be tracking that, but they're not showing you a chart of how all that fits in to the asset allocation model. Our allocation model is showing you where you're supposed to be, where you are right now, and then another chart saying where you are over and under in your asset allocation model. So our goal with the portfolio tracker is to help you stay right with your diversification, not your dollars. I mean, it does show you, it's in real time, so it's showing you where you are right now as far as the markets go, but we don't care about that. It's not about the money. It's about your diversification. That's what I care about. The money will follow if you have a good diversified plan. So think about, remember, if you want to do that prime partnership, it will prorate. It may only be a cost to you of, you know, $20 or something. I saw one that was like 63 cents. I guess it was right before they were going to renew, maybe a day or so. But you can whatever it is, it's not going to charge you all over again. It's just going to prorate it. So it'll come due again at the same time. But when it comes due, it'll be for the prime partnership. In the meantime, it's going to prorate your prime partnership. So you're not going to be paying any more money by not waiting to get that prime partnership. All right, let me go to Cooper. Cooper's calling us from Missouri. Hey, Cooper.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Good.
Got a few questions here I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Loan consolidation.
Okay.
Our two kids, well, they've got a five-year-old dictator, so they're not kids, but we call them that. They've got some student loans that I was wondering, what's your thought about them using that company you advertise or that advertises on your show to contact to see what they could do for them as far as loan consolidation?
I'm okay with it. A little bit more okay with it now than I have been in the past because they'll probably get a very good interest rate. The other thing but I would give you a heads up, I happen to like this, but they might not. That once you do that and you go to these a commercial loan, you're not going to be able to, lose your job and postpone it and slow it down and let it accumulate and do those kinds of things. You're going to have this payment that you're going to have to make all the time. And I happen to like that because there's no chance of it getting lost. And there's an opportunity for them to pay some money extra on principal that is going to be really a lot more than it would be right now, probably in the way they're situated. So certainly, I mean, I think it's a good idea. I'm not advocating people to go out and get all your debt and do a consolidation loan, do all those things necessarily. I would rather you peck away at your various debt. But we're talking about student loans, both the same kind of debt and an opportunity probably to lower the interest rate in general when you think about the combined interest rate, but more importantly, able to track better where you are on the principal and make it a little bit easier to pay a little bit extra on that principal on a regular basis. So I think it's an okay thing to do.
And what is that company that advertises on your show?
It's Christian Community Credit Union.
Christian Community Credit Union, okay. All right, then next question. I retired a couple of years ago from Ameren here in St. Louis. My wife was able to keep Cobra for 18 months, and now they've dropped her from that. So she does not have dental or eye care. Would that American Ministries that y'all advertise or y'all use, actually, would that be a good source to check with?
No, because it's Samaritan Ministries. They don't do dental or eye care. But they're
American. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but there are companies out there that just do dental and eye care. But they do not. They are strictly doing, all the other health care issues.
Okay. Well, our dentist, they've got insurance that they have now available that, pretty much takes care of like your routine, your maintenance issue or cost. We was thinking about using them, but didn't you advertise American Ministries also, or I got things confused?
No, I never even heard of them, so I know I wasn't advertising it. So,
oh, I'm dangerous. Yeah. Dan, I'm only dangerous while I'm awake, okay? okay, this is my last question, at least for today. So I did cash in my Amherst stock. Because I read where the next year they might not have as good a don't have as good a forecast next year. Well, I wanted to get in back in with a partner with you. I've done that. So I've got this money sitting there that I want to invest. And I don't mind, being a little wild and crazy about it because, we've got other investments that have got us covered. But here's my question. My wife was a member of a women's investment club, and they always recommended to buy a block of 100 stocks. I mean, 100, you know, stocks in each company if you invested. I didn't know what your thought was about that, but also, anyway, I'll ask that. What's your thought about buying 100 at a time, or is there a magic number or something that, you know, like cost per share that you would recommend?
No. I wouldn't buy anything less than 25, only because you pay $5 to make a buy. So you want to spread that over as many shares as you can. But I don't think there's any magic number. I think it's all about accumulation. And if you accumulate, if you're buying, you know, 30 shares, you know, every once in a while, that's fine. I wouldn't worry about it. I say, there's a lot to be said for breaking it down in smaller numbers too, and buying it more often. So rather than wait until you accumulate enough to buy 100 shares and then buy it, it might be at an all-time high. You might get lucky, and it might be at an all-time low, and that would be a good thing. But no, I don't think there's a magic number.
Okay, and then I got in as just a standard partner, but you know, you've also got the one that you were just talking about earlier where you track. Oh, you got music. I hear the music.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think just starting out, stick with the standard partnership. You can always convert it later on as you start buying, more and more stocks. But the main thing is to start getting that asset allocation model filled.
Real fine. Dan, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, Cooper. God bless. Folks, we'll be back. We're coming up on a break. 610-363-1110. If you got to leave us, I hope you don't. Go to our phone app, any app, financial issues, search for it. You can listen, our website and other places. We'll be right back right after this.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.